Ray Foley on Today FM.
He's here.
Talk to Foley. Voice notes 0874 100 102.
And a very good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. And happy Christmas to you from me. It's okay, I'm here now. Ireland. What are we looking at?
10 sleeps remaining.
That's right, 10 sleeps remaining on this Monday afternoon. And our voice notes on 0874 100 102. My name's Ray Foley. JP's around here somewhere.
Good afternoon.
Yeah,
good Christmas to you and happy afternoon.
Good Christmas afternoon. Happy afternoon. Happy Christmas and Merry New Year. What's this I've got for you? This is this is in the paper yesterday, actually. You see this RTE story?
Which one?
Ructions in RTE over insulting bizarre interview process for news anchor role. Apparently, they're giving out in RTE that they've replaced your man on the 6-1 News, David McCullough on the 6-1 News, with somebody else. And apparently the interview process was a joke. It was a farce.
Was it an insult?
It was an insult. There are ructions in RTE News and Current Affairs following the interview process for the job of 6-1 newsreader, sources have told the Sunday Independent. I wonder, are those sources the ones who didn't get the job? Speaking this weekend, several sources in RTE said that a number of journalists were very annoyed at the way the appointment process was carried out. One person expressed disbelief that how management had informed the candidates who were keen to land the role that they'd have to write a 1,000-word essay to tell their bosses why they should be chosen as 6-1 News anchor. They were like, a 1,000-word essay, the cheek of you to be asking me to, as a journalist, to be asking me to write for, to apply for a job. I mean, they're raging. They have to write the 1,000 words. Although, in fairness, thinking back to our days in college, do you remember writing essays?
Oh, yeah, I do indeed. Yeah.
And just constantly checking the word count.
Yeah. Am I nearly there yet?
Type in another 2 words.
Maybe if I put a title here, I can make it a really long title and that bumps up the word count.
Putting massive gaps between the lines.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to make it look like there's...
Double line spacing.
Double line spacing.
Give me font 14, all the... Yeah, yes, please. Give it to me.
One word per page. Checking the word count to see if you've hit the numbers yet.
Am I there yet? Am I there yet?
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. It's due in at 8. Am I there yet? 1,000 words. How many words is that now? 63 words.
Can I rub a 200-word quote from a book, stick that in, and bump up the word count?
Or is there a way that I can say this sentence, which is quite short, but make it twice the length while still saying the same thing? Oh, what a head wreck. Anyway, RTE. Ructions in RTE that those that were applying for this newsreader job had to write an essay to apply for the job. Apparently that's what they did for Liveline as well, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Is that what happened, Jim?
Apparently everyone that was going for Liveline had to write an essay to go for the job. And I've found it.
You got it.
I've got Cudahy's email.
Was this like a freedom of information request or something? How'd you get that?
Incredible.
Was there a leak?
He sent it from his News Talk email address. It was on the printer outside.
Yeah. Oh, God. Cudahy, come on.
This is Kieran Cudahy's essay. Now, Kieran, I think he's a few words short. It's supposed to be 1,000 words.
Right.
This is Kieran Cudahy's essay that landed him the Liveline job.
Must have been good.
Are you ready?
I think so.
My name is Kieran. I am 47 years old. I am from Kilkenny. Kilkenny is a nice town in Ireland in the sunny southeast.
Good night, Kieran.
I have brown hair and I like playing hurling with my friends. I have 2 sisters and they are nice.
Does he mention his lay in this era?
I like Joe Duffy. He is nice and he wears glasses. His Liveline show is 75 minutes long. I am going to Portugal on my holidays. And Ronaldo is my favourite player. I do not like barter accounts and I like license fees.
Oh, yeah, he's saying all the right things, to be fair.
I have been very good all year and I would like Liveline and a surprise.
Today FM's Christmas Cash Machine. Cash Machine.
Yourself, Cuddy. Okay. Command yourself. And the rest, as they say, is history. All right, Cash Machine. I've got a brand new total following on from the biggest ever Cash Machine win on Friday afternoon. We've reloaded it again, and it is even bigger again. This one is the big one. On Friday afternoon, someone is winning €300,000 on Today FM's Cash Machine.
Do we know for certain it's the last Cash Machine of 2025? I don't know. Don't quote me on that. May not be. But if it is, going out with a bang.
Will they do one on Christmas Eve, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe.
Should we? Is there anyone around here who might know? Or are we just going to just...
I'll send an email.
We'll go right on air and we'll just be like, I don't know. I don't really work here. You want to know how to get in to win €300,000?
Go on, so yeah.
Text the word win and only the word win to 57557. Text costs €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. Over 18s, you're playing across the Go Loud network of radio stations. Terms and conditions are on the website on todayfm.com. You can play online as well on todayfm.com/cash machine and get it all done and dusted by 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon. If you do that, that means your number's in the draw. If we call you between 3 and 4 on Friday, answer within 5 rings and tell us. €300,000 and all that cash will be yours this weekend. 300 grand on the Cash Machine. We've done it again. Win to 57557. Let's begin with the Coral on Today FM. It's up in my heart. Miles Smith and Stay If You Want to Dance. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Welcome to your Monday broadcast. My name is Ray. He's JP.
How are you?
And we're in and on. Let's do some radio for these people, shall we? Come on, let's do some radio.
Let's radio their faces.
10 sleeps remaining.
Huge excitement. 10 sleeps remaining.
Soft launch day. 7 6 7
No!
6 7
6 7 Do the hands. Do the hands.
Do the hands.
6 7 Did you intentionally not put it on the sheets? You put 10 sleeves.
I was hoping we could just skirt by that one.
JP hates 6 7 We're on soft launch day 767. I mean,
soft launch day 767.
All right, I don't think we should do 6 7 anymore.
We've done enough of that now, haven't we?
Yeah. All right, I don't think it's a good idea to do 6 7. It's just pissing people off.
That's an impression of me, by the way.
Shut up, JP. Let me have my fun.
I've got one for you, actually.
Go on.
On soft launch day 767.
6 7
6 7
I've got a great one for you.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to blow your tiny mind. And actually, if you've got kids that like doing the 6 7, check this out. You know the internet, right?
Heard of it, yeah.
Get on the internet there.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
You can use Google.
Sure, yeah.
Go to google.ie.
Right. I'm literally going to type google.ie in here. Yeah.
Or google.com or whatever.
I'll go to the search bar here, yeah.
Type in 6 7.
Oh, God. Just, okay.
Just 6 7. No, number 6 and number 7.
Sure, yeah.
And search.
Oh, God.
Isn't that amazing?
That's kind of impressive. I've never seen the internet do that back to me.
Isn't
before.
That amazing?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm not actually going to tell you. I'm not going to ruin it for you. You can do it yourself. It works on the phone as well. I've tried it everywhere. Just Google 6 7. That's it. On Google, just Google 6 7. And you can do it. You can find it out yourself what happens. Very impressive, isn't it? See, even Google's doing it. And JP's like,
I think we should do it. We're not pissed off, listeners.
Alan's been in touch on the 087s. He says, this is Alan in Tipperary, actually. He says, what do you call the number 7 if it's feeling under the weather?
789. Because 789. What do you call seven if it's feeling under? Oh, it's a sick seven.
Six seven.
Sorry, guys. This should probably be the end of it now, actually. But like, if Google is doing that, I can at least get a little Christmas out of it.
I don't think we should do it anymore, actually, right? Because it's really annoying people.
People are actually typing 6-7 into Google and replying, that's brilliant. Oh my God, that's brilliant. Clapping
that,
emoji.
Isn't that class?
I mean, it's impressive that the internet can do that.
It's just a cool little thing. Oh, 0874-100-102 for your texts and your WhatsApps. Foley, you have way too much energy for a fellow who was on the telly early this morning from Jill. Yeah, my alarm went off at 4:45 this morning.
That's tough.
That's not nice. I was on Ireland AM this morning. I was dreadful.
You were dreadful?
I was more dreadful than I usually am. I'm always dreadful. I'm consistent. Nothing not consistent. But I was particularly dreadful this morning.
And will that hang over you now for the rest of the day?
No, actually. I don't care because it's not my job.
Okay, you're welcome. There you go, Virgin.
Where do I send the invoice to? You've got 28 days of the money in the account. Oh, I was dreadful this morning. I'll be good now tomorrow. It's always the way it works. Like, you don't sleep the night before the first morning. Then I'll get a good night's sleep tonight, and then I'll be able to do the show properly tomorrow. But sure, they don't expect me to be any good.
No.
Like, I'm filling in for Tommy Bow. And he's good. Sorry.
They don't want you to overshadow Tommy. That's why they book you.
I think it's part of Tommy's contract that it's like, put in Ray Foley there. He won't overshadow me at all. Put on Ray Foley there. Put on that lad. He's no good. He's rubbish.
It's like I'm in Monaghan.
10 siblings. Put on Ray Foley. Here, throw the ball there at me there. And my shoes, brand new shoe, gorgeous pair of shoes. Flow by bow.
One of the nicest guys in showbiz.
He's lovely, actually, yeah. But that's, I think that's part of his deal. That someone dreadful needs to cover for him so that when he comes back there's a huge relief, there's joy among the nation, there's weeping and clapping and cheering and weeping at the joy of Tommy's return. And I'm happy to be that dreadful fill-in as long as they pay me. Jane says all they had to do, oh, this is the counting of the, this is the ructions in RTE, that they were incensed and insulted that they had to write a 1,000-word essay to apply for the newsreader job on the 6-1 News. And they were like, we're journalists. We don't write. We have people who do the writing for us. We just read. We don't write.
But selling yourself for a job, writing good things about yourself, is not easy. Everyone struggles with that. I haven't had a meeting with management where I've said, I'm good. Give me more money. Ever.
That's what I do, though.
Do you?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Right.
This is how I've reached this position, this lofty position. It's by bigging myself up. Just saying how wonderful and great I am. Hang on. So who was the text? And sorry, Jane says, sure, all they had to do was get ChatGPT to write it for them. From Jane. Love the show. Hey, Jane, you are a genius. This is what I should have done. So Cuddihy's one I read for you a couple of minutes ago, yeah? So this is Cuddihy's essay to get the Liveline gig. He says, my name is Kieran. I am 47 years old. I am from Kilkenny. Kilkenny is a nice town in Ireland in the sunny southeast. I have brown hair and I like playing hurling with my friends. I like Joe Duffy. He is nice and wears glasses. His Liveline show is 75 minutes long. I have been very good all year and I would like Liveline and a surprise.
Worked for him?
Well, it clearly worked. Mm. It's that good material. So hang on. Write me an essay. So all I say, write me a 1,000-word essay. Word. How do you spell word? This is the problem.
This is why you need ChatGPT, isn't it?
Essay.
He's struggling with the prompt, guys.
To convince Kevin.
Oh yeah.
That I should be made the presenter of Liveline on RTE.
I think that's nearly the 1,000 words there, is it?
Instead of Cuddihy, my name is Foley. Please hold.
Yeah. Now, do you think it'll be obvious that it was written by ChatGPT? Because that's one thing you want to guard against. You don't want them to know you've outsourced it to AI.
It's crashed. Oh, no, it's back working again. Here we go. Kevin, are you listening, Backhurst? Kevin, it says, it starts with Kevin. Liveline works best when it is guided by a presenter who combines authority, empathy, and an instinctive understanding of the public mood.
Oh, bad luck.
I believe I am that presenter, and that is why Foley should be entrusted with the program.
I love the fact that in your letter you're referring to yourself as your surname. And in the third person.
Yeah, that's that RTE ego for you. Foley thinks Foley should have it.
Skip on to the end. I want to see how it concludes.
Foley will only work 75 minutes a day. He's worth every penny. Equally important is trust. Audiences respond to presenters who sound authentic, grounded, and genuinely curious about people's lives. Shut up, JP. I could do that.
You know you could, yeah.
My broadcasting style, Foley's broadcasting style, is direct and plain spoken without being dismissive or performative. Callers feel heard, not managed. That creates better radio and a stronger connection with the listeners who may feel alienated from institutions, media, or authority.
Nice.
Final.
How's it sign off?
Final paragraph. This is not about replacing one presenter with another.
It absolutely is, though.
Absolutely, it is.
And I want Kevin, more money.
Kevin, it is. This is not about replacing one presenter with another. It's about positioning Liveline for the next phase of its life.
Oh, you're the future.
I have the experience, the temperament, and the public trust to do that job properly. Foley would not merely host Liveline. I would carry it.
Wow. Mr. 305, take me for the remix.
Shut up.
You know, they had a 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's going to be called Gaiocho.
All right, moving on.
Que hola, gata. Que hola, omega.
This is Today FM.
Don't do it.
Bounce and boom, mythical, mystical, magical, Today FM.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
We play the music you love. Good afternoon. George says, ah, lads, you give Cuddy an awful hard time. Yeah.
Somebody asked him.
Yeah. What's your point? Well, it's all love, right?
Joshua, 75 minutes.
Joshua.
75 minutes.
Joshua, he's getting mad money for doing what? He's literally phoning it in. 75 minutes. Someone has to give him stick. Some Christmas songs?
Yes, please.
Let's get all Christmassy. We'll play some Girls Aloud for you in a few minutes as well. Stick around.
With Care Plus. Care with a K.
Girls Aloud, some kind of. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love.
And a very good afternoon. It's Monday. Hello.
I'm Ray Foley and JP is here.
Right here. Hi.
Georgia. Excuse me. My name is Georgia. And my children are very upset. Thank you, Georgia. Deirdre says, love the show. Hey. Cheers, Deirdre. Deirdre was asking, she was saying, geez, you're awful hard on poor old Kieran Cuddy. But sure, it's not, what, so what? Like, it's only a messing.
He can take it and it's a joke.
I'm not saying I hate him, I'm just slagging him off. And in fairness, it's one of the biggest jobs on Irish radio and I didn't get it. Not that I applied for it or anything. Sure, I just checked my scent. Was it a draft? I don't think it was in my drafts.
Oh.
I sent 1,000 words. And Jan's following on from that. Jan's been in touch. 0874 100 102. Jan, go talk.
Guys, I heard your messing there about the tubs, wedding gift and stuff, right? During the day.
Oh, this is is this in an ad? Is this in one of the promos for the show?
It was. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was saying I was at Tuberty's wedding and cash gifts only, didn't know what to give him. In the end, we put 75,000 euro on a card. Sorry, Jan. Yeah, go on.
And it just came into my head, like, what do you guys do if you are ever, like, in a situation where you meet Ryan Tuberty?
No, Jesus.
And,
no, God.
You know, that he knows that you make jokes and
he doesn't know.
Mess about things like that. I'm so interested to see if it's like really awkward.
Yeah, there have been people that we've slagged off. Which is the thing, right? Okay, first of all, with any slagging, and Cuddy included, anyone that we slag, I give them the credit of having a sense of humour.
Yeah.
Right? So first of all, most of them, right?
Yeah, sometimes you do give someone the credit of having a sense of humour and it turns out they don't.
But this is the thing with all slagging and it's all in good fun and it's not being mean. I'm not saying I hope they get sick or I hope they die or I hate them or they're horrible people or any of this sort of thing. Mm. That's really hateful. It's only messing, right? It's not real and it's only messing, and I have to presume that they've got a sense of humour. Most of these people as well that I would slag off, I wouldn't, not slag off, but you know, take the mickey out of, that I would have met before in life and know that they have a sense of humour. So in Tubbs's case, I know that he's a sense of humour, and if I meet him, there would be a bit of, oh Jesus, but I've met him before and I know he's got a sense of humour, and I have to credit him with that. Similarly with Cuddy, I don't hate him much, like.
Right, I hear what you're saying.
But what I'm saying is, you got to credit these people with having a sense of humour. And then the other thing is, which is true of everything in life, you don't know how they're going to take it, and how they take it is completely up to them. It's not up to me, but I know how I intend it. How they receive it is up to them, but how I intend it is not hateful. It's only in a way that's, it's just taking the piss, and it's not real. It's not real.
You'd still be squeamish about meeting them afterwards.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
My number one that I was always terrified of meeting, because we did Roaster like years ago back in the old days. I was on the 6 o'clock show and I was presenting on it, and I was told one guest is coming on tonight in particular. Here are the questions. Here's the details for this one guest. I looked at the sheet and it said Blanidney Coughing.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh Jesus, yeah. Oh God.
And
oh,
I can
no.
see why that would be nerve wracking.
Oh no, she's gonna kill me.
Yeah, because she's feisty that way.
She's gonna hang, drawn, and quarter me.
Yeah.
She's gonna. It doesn't matter what the chef is cooking in the 6 o'clock show kitchen. I'm on the menu tonight.
She doesn't take any bullshit, and you've thrown a bit her way over the years. Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
no, yeah, not
yeah,
Blanid.
Yeah.
Anyone with Blanid. And here's the thing, she was great crack. Great crack. She knew. We even talked to, she was great crack. She was a thorough sweetheart.
Fair play, Blanid. Didn't we lightly take the mick out of Cian Egan for a good while? We did.
Yeah, and we've interviewed him since, and he's been fine.
He's been fine.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
This is the thing. You need to give them the credit of having a sense of humour.
And geez, Mario must have this all of the time.
Every room Mario Rosenstock goes into, he must be like, I hope they didn't hear that thing. There's only one person that that I know they hate me because of, you know, light messing and joking.
Right.
I can't.
Do I know who this person is? Because I feel like I have a pretty good idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's leave it at that. Ray Foley on Today
FM. Yeah.
But the lesson in it, Jan, to answer your question, or at least the way I live the mickey taking, is you give them the credit of having a sense of humour, and then most people do have a sense of humour, and they must know, or certainly if it ever came up, I would have to express, well, it's not hate.
It's a joke. We're only joking.
It's a joke. Do your job. And then how they take it then is totally on them. That's their decision then, and it's not, you've no control over that. That's theirs now. Hopefully that answers your question. Thanks to the correspondents. Stay on Today FM. I'll play some Amblefee in a few minutes. And, oh my goodness, I still haven't opened the lines on any competition this afternoon. Your chance to win a €1,000 one for all gift card. I'll tell you how you can win in a couple of minutes.
With Care Plus, see the reasons.
Okay, very festive, very Christmassy. I'm.
That's as low as I can go.
No, I'm getting croaking, you see, when trying to go any lower than that.
There's no tune in that. That's not bad. You can't sustain it.
But it's not that low, though.
That's even higher. Who's your man? He's on the way out. Oh, that wasn't bad.
That was dreadful.
Really?
Yeah. Command yourself, Bing.
He's high.
He's actually really high. Why did I think he was lower? I thought he was lower than that. Was it Perry Como maybe did it and he was much lower perhaps? That's really
high. We're all Bing now.
I'm dreaming of a white shmish. No, it was just too low.
Way too low.
It's way too low.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're dreaming of a white Christmas here in Today FM. And
Dreams being dashed, according to one of the articles at least. There's a few articles this morning actually saying weather experts are saying they're poo-pooing. There's nothing worse than a weather expert poo-pooing. When a weather expert is poo-pooing instead of delivering weather, if they're delivering poo-poos instead of, I don't know, rain, hail or sunshine
I'll take
or snow.
Hail, but I won't take poo-poo.
I won't take poo-poo. I don't want my weather experts poo-pooing.
I'm
poo-pooing.
I'm dreaming of a poo-poo Christmas.
Oh, stop that now.
I'm on. What's your favourite weather app, right?
Any money, JP is on his golf app. Is it YR you're on?
Yeah, Norwegian weather.
JP's on YR. This is what he uses for his golf weather. And just to finish the story, a bunch of articles this morning saying, what are we, 10 days out?
Yeah.
Lads, you can't tell at 10 days if it's going to be a white Christmas or not.
They do give you a 10-day forecast, though, but that only takes us up to Christmas Eve.
Actually, there isn't a model or a graph or a weather station or some sort of a meteorological technology that can tell you, in 10 days' time, if there's going to be snow or not going to be snow on Christmas Day. It's too early.
You know, you are right. It's silly.
I think it's too early.
Because the weather, you know, guys, it tends to change.
Particularly in this country. And 10 days out is just way too far away to be able to predict or tell us with some... Do you know what we should do? I should call my weather guy.
All right, yeah.
Try him on line one over there.
Screw the computers and the internet. Let's go to a human.
It's raining.
Poo-poo.
Are you poo-pooing as well? Alan, did we catch you on the toilet?
No,
it's
I'm
Alan
okay.
O'Reilly and Carlo Weather, everybody! What is the story? 10 days out, Alan, I was just saying to JP, there's a bunch of articles this morning saying the weather experts poo-pooing the notion that we will get a white Christmas because I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, Alan O'Reilly. And I'm saying it's way too early to be able to predict this far out. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you're right to a degree, but you are wrong that there's no chart that will show us that, because there is an assembled chart that I have that shows the percentage chance of snowfall on Christmas Day. Would you like to know what that percentage is?
Is it better than zero?
But hang on now. This is it with 10 days out. So in as much the percentage 10 days out, is this it? Hello?
Yes.
So, but would that percentage potentially change tomorrow, though?
Oh. Of course, it'll change every day up until 10 days' time. But would you like to know why it is today?
Well, hang on. I'll have a guess and Ray'll have a guess. And we'll say our number as a percentage at the same time.
But you're pulling out your arse 10 days out.
I'm sure isn't everyone.
Well, no, because he said he has a graph.
He's pulling a graph out of his arse.
He's literally the weatherman.
Okay. In three.
Hang on, you go first.
Okay, I think it's going to be...
The percentage chance of snow on Christmas Day.
Ah, jeez, I think it's going to be 7%.
Seven. I'd say...
Don't say six.
I'd say 30%, Alan.
Oh, that's high.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that
chart
high?
Chart says 3%.
Three.
So you're saying there is a chance?
There's always a chance.
There's still a chance. But so what graph is that now that's telling you 10 days out? And is that based on like where it is somewhere in the... Does our cold weather predominantly come from the east?
East or north, that's the GFS assembled model, which basically inputs the current weather data from across the world, and then the supercomputers try and predict what's going to happen. And we have had very wet and windy weather, and we still have some more to come Wednesday and Thursday, and that's mainly because the weather patterns we have at the moment, there's record cold in parts of the Yukon in North America, minus 53 degrees Fahrenheit, which is minus 47 degrees Celsius. Jeez. So when they get the cold, we get the wet and the windy weather. But that high pressure is going to move towards us as we come up to Christmas week, which the good news is, for those people that are going to be getting ferries and things a couple of days before Christmas, means the weather is going to settle down.
Okay.
Now, where that high pressure ends up depends then on what we see in terms of cold or mild or normal. I think at the moment the chances of a white Christmas are very slim, but I think the chances of a white New Year are increasing nicely.
Ooh. So this Yukon then is what sort of area of, this is America you're saying, North America, is it?
It's North America, yeah. Yeah, have you not watched Gold Diggers or whatever that show is? They are the gold
Ice
digging.
Road Truckers and all that. Oh, I'm a savage for watching those gold digging shows on National Geographic. I've watched about four different types of series, yeah.
So yeah, that's where the Yukon is.
Yeah.
So that comes directly over, or does it go up north first and then come back down to us?
Well, it didn't move down south into the cold, moved down south into many parts of America. So they have got the cold. But what happens then is the high pressure that's kind of causing the block to stay, well, you call it blocking weather because the high pressure blocks the weather. And the moment that's in the wrong place, and that's why we keep getting this conveyor belt of storms coming across the Atlantic. But when that high pressure comes and sits over us, that means we get some nice boring weather for Christmas. So hopefully, you know, the kids will be able to go outside and play with their outdoor toys and things like that. No real drama. But then if that high pressure moves into just a little bit north of us towards Scandinavia, or maybe even Greenland, then that opens the door to the east, and that's where the white stuff can come from.
That's when it comes in. Right, okay. So we're at 3% now, Alan, but it could change tomorrow. We could have a different number this time tomorrow, could we?
We could have. It's been in and around that now for a couple of days. But yeah, as I say, I think when I moved the dial towards maybe the 30th and 31st, it went up to about 18%.
Ooh, wow. And they could do that this far out, but we're still 10 days from Christmas.
Yeah, the assembles go much longer. Now, they do chop and change a lot. You know, the reliability of them is not great. But what you look for is you look for a trend and you look for agreement amongst them. And at the moment, they're all fairly consistent in that high pressure is going to move over us for Christmas. So at least we shouldn't have to worry about whether electricity is going to stay on for the turkey in the oven on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. When was the last time we did White Christmas in Ireland?
2010, and what a one it was.
Was it proper White Christmas? Was it snow everywhere?
Well, there was pretty much, yeah. There was a lot of snow in the build up to it. Now, it went pretty quickly on St. Stephen's Day, it started to melt. But no, there was a lot of snow. There was people were flying in to Dublin and had to be diverted to Shannon. There was that much snow in Dublin in the run up to that 2010 Christmas.
And 10 days before that, were you on the radio somewhere? Like, we were on with Dermot and Dave or whoever was on saying, oh, yeah, only 3%.
No, I was just telling my friends and family who thought I was mad. And why was I talking about the weather?
Would you ever get a grip, Al? Yeah. What do you want for Christmas? I want graphs and charts. That's what I want. Right, will you come on tomorrow then and tell us the percentage tomorrow?
We're going to track this percentage. We need to track the percentage.
We're going to push up the numbers between now and Christmas Day. Will you take a call again tomorrow, Alan?
Oh, sure. Every day up to Christmas. No problem, Ray. Nothing better to be doing.
Perfect. Well,
that's a deal.
That's a date. Right, we'll talk to you again same time tomorrow then, sir. Thanks very much for taking the call.
Good luck.
Cheers, sir. Bye, 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 bye. This is Bublé now. This isn't Bing. Does he go lower?
Hi.
Oh, no, he's pretty high.
Hi. Oh, I...
Picture this in yours forever. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Sorry, I just dropped my laptop there. Good afternoon, Ray Foley's my name. JP is there as well.
How are you?
And shocking news this morning of the death of Rob Reiner. Mm. Actually, the article that I saw, I was bleary-eyed when the alarm went off this morning. It was like 4:45. And when I first saw it, I there was an article about him, about his career, but it didn't click with me that he had died or that he had been killed. This is news that the legendary film director, mostly film director, but he was a producer as well and an actor. You would have seen him in loads of things. And he always did brilliant roles as an actor. Himself and his wife were found dead in their home in Hollywood. And it was only like after clicking a couple of stories, because it was everywhere this morning, the reports that they died. And I was truly shocked, like shook and shocked by it. Like you'd know, like if you don't know who he is, you'll look him up and you'll go, ah, that guy. Because this is wild actually. I recently only just watched a documentary that he had made only in the last couple of years about one of his best friends in Hollywood, Albert Brooks. Do you know?
All right.
The actor Albert Brooks. He's been in a bunch of things. Was he in Network? Oh, Broadcast News he was in. He was in a load of things. He's another guy that you go, ah, that guy, right? But and he's a guy, that, as it happens, both of them. Reiner, the director that who we're talking about that died, he was the son of
another very famous guy, Carl Reiner. And Albert Brooks was the son of a famous Brooks. And of course, then they grew up in Hollywood as sons of famous people. And then they went on to forge their own careers, very hugely successful. And from watching basically anything you watch this guy in, you just get the sense of him. You're like, ah, there's a fella I'd love to go for a pint with.
He has the face of a good person.
Yeah, a mensch, as they would have described him as. And if you watch this documentary, it's directed by Reiner about, like I said, Albert Brooks. But you just get the sense of them just him being a really good friend to him. They were really good friends. They were just good people and they just had a good life. And it seemed like the type of, you know, just a good person. And then you go and look at the stuff he did and like, he was basically, anything you loved, he probably was involved in it or did it or directed it. It started with Spinal Tap. And you can see him in that as the director in Spinal Tap. And of course, you know, that's for so many people, that's like their route into comedy or understanding the type of comedy or that funny stuff that he did. And they were the beginning of that. And then he did Stand By Me.
Yep.
He did When Harry Met Sally.
Yep.
He did two Sorkin films. He did Another President's Men.
A Few Good Men?
A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
He did The American President. He did so much stuff.
His movies, I'm just realizing when you're listening them off, are incredibly rewatchable. So I would say I've seen Stand By Me maybe 10 times. I've seen A Few Good Men at least 5 times. And Misery several times as well. So there was always plenty in them. And they weren't just a one watch and done. You'd go back to them.
Anyway, obviously very sad news today, and you just think about how lovely a person he seemed, or at least he was very good at seeming to be a lovely person. Maybe that was the skill of the movie director, but he just seemed like one of those people that was really lovely. And another thing little known, then, he was behind the production company that created Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
And then you would have seen him, he would have popped up in guest roles then in a bunch of other stuff. Like I say, when you look him up, Rob Reiner, you'll go, ah, that guy. Here he is. This is what he's talking about his work as a director and to a certain degree an actor and a producer as well. And here he is talking about what he wants his films to be for his audiences. And I think this sort of reflects him. Have a listen.
I made movies for people to sit together and enjoy an experience. I read this book by, it was Frank Capra, who wrote this, you know, great Frank Capra, the director who wrote
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. And he said in the book, he said, you're asking people to pay money to go sit in a darkened room with total strangers for 2 hours, you got to give them something.
Yeah.
You know, you got to give them something. You got to give them something that they're moved, they're laughing, they're connecting to each other. That's the way I approach it. I try to anyway.
It was extraordinarily successful, and we'll probably watch a couple of his films this weekend. Rob Reiner, RIP. Right, this is Today FM. Throwing petals like, do you love me at night? Opalite from Taylor Swift, Today FM. We're playing the music you love.
And a very good afternoon. Happy Christmas, one and all. I have a 1-for-all gift card. A reminder for you. Look at you there. You're like, jeez, I don't know what to get him. He's a devil to buy for. Oh, she's going to be giving out to me if I don't get her something that she loves. Lastminute.com. Here we go again. Oh, God. Relax. 1-for-all gift cards from OnPost are the easiest way to wrap up Christmas for everyone. You can spend them directly in-store or online with thousands of retailers on thousands of brands. Available from any post office nationwide. Open right up until lunchtime on Christmas Eve. They'll ask you to text in the word Christmas along with your details.
Baby.
Feeling festive, John Paul?
Yeah, very, always.
Very always.
Very and always.
Very and indeed always.
My Christmas cheer and festive cheer lasts 12 months. It really does.
You're just festive and cheerful all the time.
Absolutely.
Sure, Walker, you don't feel the good of it then. It's like wearing a coat inside.
No, I just feel it more again this time of year.
Right, let me make a phone call. I'll try line one.
I'll let you.
Sorry, what?
I'll let you.
I will then.
Shut up now, shut up.
Hello? Hello?
On the third day of Christmas, my two love sent to me three presents.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds,
three presents,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five gold.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying.
Sorry, I never finished that bit. Sorry, Claire. Sorry, we were just in the middle of it. Sorry, sorry.
Four calling birds,
three
two turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah! In Galway, you absolute legend. Well done. You were a fantastic sport, and for you, I've got a 1,000 euro one for all gift card just for you. Happy Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much.
How are you getting on?
Not too bad now. A lot better after that.
That's all right. Yeah. Do you know what? I didn't realize I had like a dozen of these here. I thought I only had one or two, but you were a great sport. Thanks for singing along. Do you have anyone to buy for? Anyone to sort out for a present?
I suppose. My parents, probably. You know, my brothers, maybe. My brother's tapping me on the shoulder here, so.
Look, keep it on the DL. Keep it for yourself, the one for all voucher. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Listen, thanks for listening. Happy Christmas.
Thanks so much, everyone. It's all great.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Claire. Happy Christmas and many happy returns. All the thanks to One For All gift cards. This is Today FM.
Ray Foley on Today FM.